May the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, dear heart dwellers. Blessed Mother began, "You all look beautiful." Thank you, Mother. Thank you for being here with us. Mother Mary continued, "It is coming, Claire. It is coming. It won't be long now. Keep a steady and firm hand on your rosaries and prayers. The culmination is near at hand. Stand strong in prayer, honor one another, and encourage. Keep your hearts and heads up. Do not allow the magnitude of what is coming to have a negative influence on you. Much is hinging on your prayers. I want you to know that they are so very effective. So many things are coming to a conclusion simultaneously. This makes it much more difficult. But nothing is beyond the power of God to save. There have been many attempts to cause hard feelings and division, and I commend all of you for dismissing those thoughts, recognizing their source, and refusing to cooperate with detraction of one another. You must know that when those things happen, they are from the enemy. If you continue in this fortitude and dismissing them, you will hold this community together. Many communities break up because of personal preferences, differences in opinions, and touchy emotions. But you all have truly acted and reacted with Christian charity and maturity. This is what it takes to make a community thrive. Love must be preeminent, consistent, and enduring. Then your family will be strong, well-grounded, and very productive. As you progress in the good you've been given to do, so the demons look for any way in to cause strife and disagreement. You cannot afford to let down your guard at any time. Always think the best of others and be compassionate with their weaknesses. This sets up a cycle that affects you all in a most beneficial way. Communities are only as strong as the love and prayer of each of the members. Be kindly affectionate with one another. This raises the community in holiness and goodwill. It takes so little to be kind children. Go out of your way to show that kindness whenever you are inspired. You don't know who you are going to lift out of a pit by that little extra kindness. And conversely, I guarantee you that when you are inspired to be snappy or judgmental, someone is hurting. And the enemy wants to give them an extra punch. Deny him the inroads and show love, patience, and compassion instead. This is the way to keep continuity in the community. This strengthens you and one another, and together you form a healing resonance that is comforting and glorifying to God, as well as making you all strong in holiness. It is a very special grace to have one another to comfort and build you up. There are few places in this world where the Lord can lay his holy head on the breast of his bride and feel this peace and brotherly love. Cherish what you have worked so hard to maintain and keep an eye out for anyone or anything that can separate you. To lose this peace is to lose Jesus, even as I suffered when he was missing. One hole weakens the entire community. That is why you must protect and nurture even the weakest link and make amends quickly to bring them back into fellowship. I know you are acutely aware when one is hurting, and this is a grace that you should always allow to be your guide in how to handle one another. Do these things, and you will have great peace in the midst of stress and challenges. How strong you will be when you follow these guidelines. Love is everything.